for the simple bit. If these urgent care, today's date is 02/07/2026. Dictation is for Miss Carrie Wallace. Wallace spells W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Carrie spells C-A-R-I-E. Date of birth is 06/02/1971. This is a 54-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of opioid use disorders, currently in Suboxone. Is here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill, she states. Since the last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed. Patient report recent hospitalization for anaphylaxis. Says she used a new medication and had a massive reaction to it, but was called the ambulance and she was admitted for a few days period. But today she says she is doing fine, except she has a sore throat period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% of Premier. Blood pressure is 149 over 83. Pulse 107. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.7. PNS paragraph. HENT normal. NS paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. PNS paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. PNS paragraph. Abdomen is soft and untended, no distension, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Question. Neuro alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2 is sore throat. I suspect strep in the absence of testing. Patient was offered testing and she declined secondary to funding. Next paragraph. Patient's medications were issued as follows: Suboxone 8/2 mg SLFM, 1 film SL BID for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, amoxicillin 8.5 mg, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, XYZ mouthwash. She will gargle with 2 mg, 80 milliliters, she will gargle with 20 milliliters daily. And until all gone, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has not. Patient's medication was refilled as follows: Suboxone 8/2 mg SL film, 1 film SL BID for 30 days. Next medication, amoxicillin 8.5 mg, 1 PO BID for 10 days. Number 20, next medication, XYZ mouthwash. 80 milliliters. She would do 20 milliliters gargle and spit out daily until all gone. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug-seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication will refill as follows: Suboxone 8/2 mg SLFM, 1 film SLBID for 30 days. Next. XYZ mouthwash. 80 milliliters. Patient will take 20 milliliters and gargle and spit out or swallow every morning for 4 days. Next medication, amoxicillin, 8.5 mg, 8.75 mg, 1 PO BID for 10 days. Next medication, XYZ mouthwash, 80 milliliters, 2 teaspoons. In the next paragraph, PNP Aware was reviewed data from PNP Aware doesn't support drug-seeking behavior or medication diversion. For your next paragraph, urine drug test was done according today. Urine drug test was positive for Suboxone. All the unauthorized substances were negative, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. Today she has none. End of the patient.